Hi, gang. The last little while, I've been getting back into Posterous. Posterous, for those of you who don't know, is a really simple blogging tool that allows you to populate a blog simply by sending email. And that email can contain text, it can contain pictures, it can contain video, it can contain audio. And as you send those things up, Posterous intelligently sort of figures out what you're sending it and displays the stuff in appropriate way. So, for example, if you send a series of pictures, it actually builds a little slideshow for you in Posterous. So it's pretty amazing. It makes populating a blog as simple as sending an email, really. So it, in combination with the iPhone, which allows you to do pictures and video and audio and text, is a godsend for journalists. And it really made me think back to the early days of Sotheum InfoLab that I was a part of back in the early 90s when the web just broke. And we were doing all that stuff as journalists. We were putting up really small video clips. We were uploading audio. We were building pictures and text pages, stuff. But we were doing it all by hand, and all our pages had gray backgrounds back then. And it's really made me realize how remarkable this moment is right now for journalism, that not only do we have a device like the iPhone or like the Pre or the Bold or other mobile devices that allow us to be multimedia journalists, but that the actual way of getting this stuff onto the web, the interface for that sort of is now sort of vanishes, so that we don't have to worry about learning HTML or learning Dreamweaver or actually really even learning a content management system apart from knowing how to use email. So I'm very, very interested with my students coming up at Western and other places I may be teaching to really think about journalism again from the content point of view, not focusing on the craft of building the pages, because we don't really need to have to do that in some ways so much anymore, that we can really, and this is the really exciting part for me, focus on the craft of journalism again, focus on good, strong pictures, compelling pictures with good human interest, with good composition and saturation and, you know, color balance and all those things that you need to pay attention to, good videos that tell stories using pictures, good, compelling narratives with, you know, anecdotal leads and strong character arcs, and compelling slideshows with audio that really draw the listener in. So this is a very exciting time for journalists and a very exciting time to be journalism students, especially if you're interested in being a journalist and not being a nerd boy or girl at the same time. I'm Wayne McPhail at W8NC.com. Thanks for listening.